You're listening to Off-Road Garage Podcast, and here are Jason and Jim.
And we're live.
That's you, buddy.
That's my new thing.
Man,
feels good.
I know. This is going to be good. It's good. Like one less thing for me to do.
Good year. Well, you got all that new stuff to do.
Dude, so many buttons and things.
I'm over here trying to... Oh, good. Good. You moved that.
Yeah.
If you didn't move that, you're watching the flashes and...
Yeah. Yeah, it gets distracting. Yeah, I know. That's why I had to relocate it. Yeah. It was just too much. So, our first... Well, we'll start with our first listener ride.
You fired up for this?
I am.
You got geeked behind this one.
The winner of this week's episode, I think we're 39, listener ride is Blakewood93.
Blakewood93.
And let me tell you why, ladies and gentlemen.
Why'd you pick Blakewood93?
Blakewood, you're rolling on 35-inch thorny birds, buddy. I love it.
It's like your favorite tire.
It's my favorite hated tire ever.
You love it so much, and you hate it so much.
It's so bad. But I love it. It looks so good on here. So,
It's era correct.
It is so era correct. It is an amazing looking... It's so unique. It's so...
Look at how bald the back one is.
Well, yeah. I don't even know how that... I thought it took friction to wear out tires, and I didn't think they created that. But he says for now, he's got the thorn birds on there for now. But let's see what we got. We got 383 small block Chevy, turbo 350 trans, 205 transfer case, 14 bolt rear, but a corporate 10 bolt front.
You don't see that.
Don't see that too often. And it looks like you got the like coiled airline for the vent tube. It's a CJ7 and it's fiberglass. I'm sure it rips.
Oh, I'm sure it rips.
Absolutely rips. This is a mild build on the 383. I'm sure it just...
I'm trying to figure out if that's the vent line or if he's got an ARB in the front.
It could be. I don't know.
He didn't tell us.
He doesn't say, does it?
No.
We're looking on an iPad for those of you who are trying to...
Likes to wheel and grayling at the Bombing Range, which is a pretty rad place to go.
Yeah. I heard that's pretty awesome.
You ever been there?
I've been through bits of it. Kind of my buddies over the Army, so we go up there. We went up there like once. He kind of took me around a little bit, but we didn't go... I heard there's a lot more better areas.
So we were at one time. This is years ago. I'm talking like 99, 2000, 2001, something like that.
Okay.
We were out there, and I kept hearing this funny noise. One of the Jeeps broke down. Kept hearing a funny noise, like a burp.
Yeah. I know exactly what that is.
And I'm looking around. I'm like, what the hell? And you hear the burp. You'd see dirt fly up.
Yeah.
And I'm looking around. If I would look up. There's 810s doing strafes on the tank range.
Yeah, it is a legit military bombing range.
Yeah, it's active.
Yeah.
But I'm over here thinking, like, they're going to see this caravan of little ant vehicles next to the fence and be like,
target acquired.
They got drones. They must have drones. Like, they got fake autonomous cars. No, bro, we're flagged. Like, we're in here.
Targeted on the red one.
Yeah.
No. Like, no.
Hard pass, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, so. No. So, yeah, there's, the jets bomb there quite often.
Oh, there's
so,
all kind of like active ordnance signs. Yeah, it's ridiculous. Absolutely.
Yeah, they direct you around that, and there's usually, I think, someone there to say, don't go there, you'll die.
Not really.
They're supposed to be.
When I was there, there was not. There was a couple fences and some signs.
But don't cross the fence.
I don't cross the fence.
Yeah.
Nope.
That's definitely where a danger sign is legit. That's not a suggestion.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
So he likes to go there. He likes to go to Silver Lake, looks like, and he's not been to Drummond yet.
Blakewood 93 works. At some point, we are going to have to meet you and see this thing in real life because it looks awesome.
I'm still blown away by the 10 bolt.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like for some reason, like you know, it looks probably because of the offset of the wheels. It looks like about 74 inches wide.
It looks so wide. You can see every bit of the knuckle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's all exposed. And are those drums in the front?
No, those are discs. Okay. I think they're just the dust covers on them. Yeah,
I'm like that'd be.
I mean, you can definitely see the drums of the 14 bolt in the back.
Yeah,
definitely hefty. You definitely. I'm going to guess robbed a 3/4 ton Chevy for all that goodness.
Yeah, all the goodness.
But I think isn't the corporate 10? Isn't that kind of like Dana
44-ish? Yeah.
So that's not bad. And with fiberglass, I imagine the lightweightness of it.
I think
isn't
those
that bad.
10 bolts were in the rear of like 1,500 trucks and Blazers.
Yeah, the half ton.
And,
yeah, you'd get front and rear 10 bolts.
Yeah. So, I mean, they're there. It just, to me, I never thought of it. Like, I'm thinking 44. I thought it was a 9 inch at first because it's kind of round.
Which I've always heard they're, you know, I don't know. Of course, you go on the internet and it says, you know, everything's.
Right. It'll blow up. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. But I would say I had a half ton Chevy with 10 bolt front rear and 35s. And I remember I think it was, for some reason, my grandfather went with me to buy it, and it was, hey, let's see what it can do. And he, like, did the, like, dumped the clutch.
Yeah.
And you just felt axle wrap. I mean, it was lifted. It was, you know, your typical, like, 4.5-inch lift, 35-inch all-terrain. I think we've talked about it before.
17 shocks, yeah.
Yeah. It only had one per side. But it was definitely a lot of, like, but you're like, how did that 10-volt not grenade?
Right.
Yeah. I was actually reminiscing with a friend not too long ago about it because he remembers that truck. He's like, hey, whatever happened to that truck? I'm like, I wish I still had it. It'd be cool. It'd be probably be a little more built by now, I would hope.
Built or grenaded.
Yeah. But, yeah, I don't know.
I'm sure there's
someone out there who's like, no, they're fine. I've been wheeling on it for years. And like, I mean, who knows how long he's had that in there.
Right. Well,
I probably has never had a problem. And that combination, I bet it's pretty sweet.
And if he knows his limits.
Yeah.
You know.
And like I said, I think with Thornbirds, I don't know that you get enough traction to break anything.
See him go to a 39-inch sticky, he might have a problem. But right now, he's okay.
Right. He might not want to drop the hammer on, with a sticky, but.
Sticky crawlers on that thing and
Thornbirds, you can just hammer down, and they're just, it doesn't matter what they're on, they look awesome. The whole, I love the photo, love the specs, that was perfect. So
apologize to everybody else, because once you saw the Thornbirds, it was a wrap.
Game over.
You got excited and started, hollering at me.
Dude, because we're going, so everyone knows, because we're, like, going through them all, and like, oh, this one's pretty cool, oh, yeah, this one's got this one's pretty rad, and then I was like, oh, my God, winner.
Yeah, I had no Thornbird say. I had dinner. No say in this.
I was like, this is it. First one's got to be this one because it is awesome. And I'm not, it doesn't, does it say? I kind of want, is it like the Eagle edition kind of CJ?
It looks like it's got the orange on it, like on the sides there, the golden Eagle.
Blake, what if you can, like, I want to see like a side photo of it. This
is profile private?
I don't know. I'm sure we could probably dig into it a little bit more.
Do some stalking.
And we might have to confirm that. But
I'm thinking it's the golden Eagle edition.
Either way. It's got the like the classic chromed out CJ grill. It's got like, looks like he's got some upgraded headlights.
We'll share it. You'll see it.
Yeah. We'll put it out there. But yeah, you're the first official listener ride winner.
So since we're doing this in advance, probably share it the day it drops. So it's no spoiler.
Right. Yeah. It'd be awesome.
Yeah.
I'm super excited.
You're just like giddy behind it.
It's so good. I see, like, so it's a, so everyone knows what we're looking at. It's a flexed out photo. Here, hold on. Watch this technology. We're on video right now.
Technology.
I don't know if they can see it. Oh. I don't know if that works or not. I just put it to the camera.
I mean, I saw you. I was sitting right here.
I'm telling them, dude, the people that can't see us.
Oh, okay.
Not everyone watches the video. We are on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, just saying.
We're all over the place now.
If you want to watch the shenanigans.
We are multimedia.
We're everywhere.
Except for print. I haven't figured that out yet.
we're going to go magazine? I told you, I don't think that's a solid investment, but yeah. It might, maybe.
You know, you never know. Bring it back.
Like, we need more work in our lives, right? Besides typing something. Like, you imagine trying to come up with an article?
Oh, yeah. Take note. I need that thing you can talk to and it types for you.
I haven't heard good reviews on that, but it should be even funnier.
Right.
To just, yeah, talk to text and then just hit print.
For the record, I've never once meant to say out. Ducking in a text.
Never. It was messed up. I think I actually, what did I do? I think I typed duck one time, like, hey, there's a duck in the backyard to one of the kids, and it changed it to pop. You, what? No.
The one time.
The one time. This has never happened.
Your kid's like, really, Dad?
Yeah, right. Like, really? Why are you swearing at me, Dad?
Yeah.
There's a what in the backyard?
Oh, that's pretty rad.
Yeah. So, well,
I do want to thank everybody that did send something in. And
yes, we'll keep them coming.
We'll be doing this as it goes on. We've saved them in the folder. And
yes. Yeah, you're not forgotten. If you sent it in initially, you're still in the running.
Just couldn't win against Thornbirds. And hey, Blake, when you upgrade, let Jay know, because maybe he'll put him on his CJ.
Right. Do we get a deal on those? We can put them to use.
Yeah.
I mean, once they're bald, I think that's when they're good.
That's when they're the best. Sand dune machine.
I don't know. Have you ever seen new ones?
Maybe, like in the 90s.
Don't they come with one of them bald?
You get four. One's already roasted off.
They like pre-burn it at the factory. Like, all right, yeah, they're good. Oh, so anyway, yeah, I thought that was awesome. It just stuck out. It's so It just, I guess it took me back to, it took me back to my roots.
To your simpler times?
Yeah. To flipping open, you know, Peterson's on a, you know, when it came in the mail, coming home from school, getting the mail out of the mailbox and, you know, dropping the rest back in the mailbox because my magazine came.
Right. Forget it.
Heading right to my room, see what's new in the off-road world. And like it just.
Remember when I could finally drive.
He's even got the white shocks with like the rubber boot.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
When I could drive, I'd go to like 7-Eleven on the way home from school, like on whatever day it dropped.
Yeah.
Get me a JP and a Peterson's or a four-wheel drive and Sportutility. That was my favorite. Yeah. A Slurpee and some Slim Jims.
Yeah, you like flip through it and you like get all inspired and then you end up at like the National Tire Wheel page, like building your non-existent vehicle that you had.
So I
still do to this day.
I recently was cleaning out a box of junk. Like I moved out years ago.
Okay.
And my parents been bringing me like boxes of stuff they left. I left at the house and I moved out that it was no use to me when I moved out, right?
Yeah.
So I was like, I don't need this. I'm out.
Yeah.
Well, I was going through the box. I was like, I can't just throw it away because that might be something that I have to have. I haven't used it in 15 years, mind you, but I might have to have it still.
You might need it now.
Yeah. I found a notebook full of clippings from National Tire and Wheel and like how I was going to build the TJ back then because I had the TJ already.
You still have it?
The TJ or the list?
The list.
I'll go look. It might.
Wouldn't it be rad to find like a TJ and build it like that?
Like the way I was going
to
do it back then?
Yeah, we have to do it on the list. Oh, that'd be awesome.
It wasn't far off. I mean, some of the technology has changed, but it was like 44s, 35s, you know, long-armed.
It'd be the hardest thing would be like sourcing some of these parts. They don't make them anymore.
Yeah.
I'm sure we can still find like a triple chrome tube bumper.
I never wanted one of those, really. I had the
didn't you have the double tube? Hoop,
the three hoops.
Okay.
And I hit one thing with that, and it went folded. So I got the ARB and never had a problem again.
Well, yeah, it was actually made out of substantial metal.
Yeah, yeah.
Still is.
Yeah.
I mean, some of it's in the scrap pile. Some of it's still.
Some of it's melted on your floor right there.
Yeah, some of it's still permanently adhered to the frame of your Jeep. Yeah. We should probably do something with that eventually.
What's that?
The front bumper.
We got to get the wife's Jeep built. Oh, I promise I'd get that thing done.
Okay, so that's the next one.
Yeah, I love her and she likes me, so.
You like to keep it that way?
Yeah.
God, sounds overrated, but all right.
All she wants to do is run and drive, and she can have sounds, and she can take the top off and let her hair blow in the wind. Nothing crazy.
Okay.
So I want my biggest concern now is structural integrity of the frame. So I did have some of those.
We had to cap it?
I had cast welded in already.
Oh, okay.
But I just want to make sure that everything else is good because it's been sitting for a while.
Okay.
But I put a new battery in it. It starts right up. It runs and drives. Really? Yeah.
And it's 4 liter also automatic?
Yeah, 4 liter automatic. It's a Sahara edition.
Okay. Oh, yeah, didn't you tell me that? Yeah, I've seen it, but.
Yeah.
Needs fenders or something, too?
I hit a. So, when. Due to my love for the missus.
Yeah, I know.
When she was daily driving it, the heat went out in like December, January. So, I gave her the 11, the JK.
Yeah.
To drive, and I strapped a Mr. Buddy ice fishing heater in the front seat.
And seems just, like a proper fix.
And we just drive to work that way because I couldn't figure it out. Like, I looked at it, I replaced the blower motor, the coil, and the knobs, and it still doesn't blow out heat.
Okay.
So, like, I don't know what else to do.
Yeah. Definitely some issues there.
So
we can look into that.
Got the Mr. Buddy heater, and if I got foggy, I would just hold it in front of the window, put it back in the seat.
It's better than, like, the wood stove or kerosene heater.
So I drove that until we could afford, and we got her a Grand Cherokee to drive daily, and I got my truck back.
Okay. All right. Yeah, we can work on that.
Yeah. Now we got some content, something to do.
You said we're lifting that?
I'd like to. Like, nothing crazy. Maybe 2-3-inch 33s.
Yeah.
Because she's little. She's a little bit, so I don't want to have to climb in everything.
Okay. Nothing extreme?
No. She wants it to look... Her words are beefy.
Beefy?
Wants it to look beefy.
Okay.
And be drivable and sound good and all that kind of good stuff.
What's, yeah, mosquito fucking attacking you over there, buddy. What you got going on? Anyway,
sweet.
So sweet. So are we doing? It needs fenders, right, in the front.
It needs a fender.
Are we thinking like factory fender? Or are we gonna?
I think she wants factory.
Okay, two fenders would be kind of.
That'd be my choice. Beefy. Some modal builds or something. Yeah. But I gotta kind of run it by her and see what she wants to do.
Yeah,
and she's very particular about like her bumpers. Like she doesn't like stingers.
So, okay, so definitely 8-foot stinger.
Yeah, 8-foot, just highest angle I can get.
Can we do that? Can we, like, we'll, like, I got the bender. We'll go get, like, a stick of poop pipe and just
tack it on.
Tack it on the factory one.
Here you go, babe.
Like, you know. Like, oh, that'd be perfect. Like, I thought, you know, because you're kind of into, you know, fitness and stuff, you'd, like, do pull-ups on it.
Hang a little barbell off it for her.
That'd be awesome. We put the pulley on there with, like, the weights.
Yeah, I'd be divorced.
Instantly, like, why'd you have the papers already drawn right up?
She has it in her pocket.
Kind of weird.
living out here in your shop.
That was a joke. Watch, she's pulled the pin, it falls off. Yeah.
So that's the next project, and I got to get Chupa back over here and get the brake lines fixed.
Yeah, that would be key. Yeah. Stopping.
Stopping is kind of important.
It does everything so well as it is, except for look well.
Look well and stop.
Yeah. All right.
So, I mean, I've got a list of projects. We just got to make it happen.
Yeah, we really got to get going on
the
stuff.
The Rona put a damper on.
The Rona is killing everything.
Everything.
So hard. I think we have tried so hard to keep this momentum going.
Yep.
But as everyone knows, it's just extremely hard, especially when they keep canceling events.
Well, so far there was two events I was going to go to that were pretty big that we were going to go to together.
Yeah. Jambo being one of them, again, on Drummond in the
cheap
summer.
Jambo on Drummond in the summer.
Super excited about that.
We were going to go there and fly the Midland flag, Midland radio flag.
And yeah.
Do some wheeling, and then Moab, Easter Jeep Safari.
Yeah. Yeah, first, you were supposed to go to that with Ken. I'm not super upset about it because I wouldn't make it.
Yeah, so I was going to fly out and go to Easter Jeep, and I had some rides lined up with some guys, and I put a Facebook post out, like, who's going?
Yeah.
You know, some of the guys you met last year offered me a ride in their car, and they're like, well, we'll find you a spot. Come on out. Just make sure you take pictures. So I was like, okay.
Which, again, is just, you know, the awesome off-road community.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you know, you just put something out there, and there's plenty of someone willing to lend a hand.
Next, I had it all booked. I was going to fly into Denver and then drive to Moab.
Right.
Because that was like $500 cheaper than flying into Moab or into Salt Lake.
Yeah, because for some reason you fly over a mountain and
yeah,
it's like a less popular airport. So like, gas is cheaper there.
And then by the time I rent.
More expensive, I guess.
By the time I would rent a car and stuff, I saved like $500 to just drive. I had to rent a car either way.
Right.
So, and I figured if I was going to rent like a Focus or something and just get an MPG machine.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that all fell through. I got shot in the butt. And then all of my mancations, because, like, even up in the UP where I was planning on going.
Yeah, they kind of shut that down, didn't they? Shut down the bridge?
My work canceled all the vacations for everybody.
Right.
For the corona. And then pretty much everything up in the UP was shut down. Like, you could get up there.
For good reason. They just didn't want visitors. I get that.
And I can
respect
it. Same with
Drummond Island. You know, Jambo was canceled. They're like, we don't have anything on this island, and we don't want it.
Yeah, and they're talking about, like, even if you have a place up there and you come up, they wanted you to self-quarantine 14 days because it didn't jump the island. It didn't come across in the ferry yet.
Well, because it can only fly 6 feet.
Right.
Its little wings can only fly.
It's tired.
It gets tired after 6 feet and just drops straight off.
So there was a lot of that when, you know, like, don't come up. Don't bring it up here. We're good.
Yeah.
You know, we don't have a hospital. The nearest hospital to them is St. Ignace or something.
Yeah.
Which is a little bit of a hike.
Yeah, and I imagine it's like anything else. You know, if you're, like, the small hospital, you're probably not high on the list of priorities compared to, like, major hospitals that are
for getting equipment and stuff, yeah.
Yeah. So I can totally understand that.
Yeah, for sure.
So, yeah, it's really just taking a hit across the board.
Well, and even, like, I mean, I still haven't got my drive shaft because the drive shaft shop was shut down.
I know. You're still running the two-wheel drive JK. Just
two-wheel drive JK on 37s. It's a very rare edition.
God, we got to get that taken care of, too. So where does that fall on the list of things?
Well, right now, I need to order. I'm just going to order a rear.
Okay.
I'm probably going to go with an aftermarket rear, like Adams, probably.
Yeah, Adams or J-Reel, something like that.
Adams, J-Reel, Yukon. Yeah. I got to do some research and see. Because I'm going to upgrade from the CVs to a 1310, 1350, one of the two.
Is it 1350? Yeah, I think
so. They do both. 50 is the upgraded one.
Yeah, I would do that one.
I'm just trying to figure out where I want to put the weak point.
I think that the size gives you a little bit more flux, though.
Okay.
I think. I could be wrong. Someone could be researching. Again, yelling at us.
Because the rear is going
stop yelling at
quicker
us.
And quicker and quicker. It's getting noisier and noisier and louder. Yeah,
you're saying that. So yeah.
I'm actually getting to the point now where I'm concerned. Like, it's going to let go and take out the T-case or something.
And then we'd have to find a Rubicon T-case.
Unless Atlas wants to throw a sponsorship this way.
Yeah. Is your vent still smoking?
Yeah. the stomper reached out. He's like, hey, did you figure it out? I'm like, no. I'm like, I just opened the windows for the first 3 minutes. The dog, all the smoke get blown out, and I'm good.
It stops after a couple minutes.
Yeah.
It's so bizarre.
So I don't know if it's a cabin filter or if it's a
blower motor. But we figured out that it's not, like, humidity, right? It's not the air conditioning or anything.
It'll do it right now.
Smoke.
If we go out there and fire it up right now and let it and put it on full, it'll do it.
Oh, that is so bizarre.
I don't know.
Like things don't just stop burning.
Right.
But okay.
Yeah, whatever. My car was like Cheech and Chong for the first couple minutes because the whole, I mean, it's inside the truck. It all fills up. Blowing around.
Smoke machine.
Oh, it's ridiculous. Yeah.
Yeah, we should probably remedy that.
Yeah, I think drive shaft and steering are the two important things for that one right now. And then I'll worry about, because I don't have to have the AC on. I have to be able to steer and go.
And not burst into flame.
Yeah, well, I mean, whatever.
Well, it kind of is like inconvenient on the way to work when your vehicle bursts into flame.
Throwing all my tools out the back and my O2 tanks and stuff, my CO2 tank.
I mean, you could leave them in there, but.
Could.
I wouldn't recommend it.
I don't want to let the local fire department know. Hey, there's a bomb in there, basically. It's a hot CO2 tank.
Don't mind that thing blowing off.
Yeah.
Well, it's CO2, so it should be it's not flammable.
I was worried about I mean, I guess there's a pressure valve on it.
Yeah.
It sounds sketchy.
Sure. It just sounds really angry until it explodes from overpressure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds completely.
Sounds pretty rad. Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Probably should take that out.
Yeah.
You feel bad if you killed someone. Or just rockets off into nowhere, and you're like, wonder where that went.
Wonder what house that landed in. I mean, it's got like a, you're thinking it's from the moon launch or something.
PC UFO crashed through my roof. It's actually a CO2 tank.
Welcome in 2020. A UFO just crashed into your house.
I think that's next month.
Yeah, right. Did you see the thing in Italy?
No.
Some wild pigs got like 20 kilos of cocaine and ate it and went on a rampage.
What news are you watching?
They found it in the forest or something. I'm like, what?
What? Oh, I don't even know. I can't take this anymore.
Hashtag 2020, baby.
2020. The only, like, 60 years worth of world history in the 6 months.
Did you see the other one? It was like, I'm 13. I'm an unlucky number. I'm 6'6". I'm a terrible number. 2020, hold my beer.
Right. Hold my, dude, you're not even kidding. I'm like, it was like something like, oh, there's like earthquakes in Yellowstone. I'm like, oh, here comes a super volcano next month.
Some dude in a cave in like northern Africa found like 30 undiscovered species.
I heard that.
And I'm like, dude, cover that hole.
Bury him. Leave him in there.
Yeah.
Leave him in. He's infected.
Yeah.
Like, don't let him bring
don't
some 30 million year old virus out of here.
Yeah. It's whatever, kill the dinosaurs. Look
like a cold.
Hard pass.
Oh, I'm telling you.
I'm like, just cover the hole. We'll discover it in 22. God, good little like, bit to blow over.
It's like those YouTube videos you kind of end up going down a wormhole. I guess this is kind of off-road related because somehow I ended up with like the cave divers.
Okay.
And I'm sure there's probably someone out there who's like, oh, yeah, it's awesome. I do it all the time. Nuts.
Like
okay.
The splunkers or like
yes.
The, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Hard pass.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know how you do it. I don't know why you do it. I don't know what possesses you. But please stop or stop recording it. I don't want to see it.
But I have to watch it.
Yeah. Like you just have to hold your breath and squeeze between this rock, but what's on the other side?
Yeah. At what
how
point
do you know does, you can come back?
Yeah. When does the squeezing stop?
Right. How do you know this isn't a one-way valve?
Yeah.
Exactly. You're not coming back.
Like
because
I've
it's
been,
happened. I end up watching that video of the poor individual in Utah who went down the wrong chute and ended up upside down and unfortunately expired after like 20 hours of trying to like rescue him. It's a long story. I feel
way to bring the podcast
him.
Down,
dude.
Bro.
Sorry, I'm just saying it happens. Don't
yeah.
do it. It's off road.
Yeah, sort of.
Kind of went off the rails on this episode, but you know whatever.
I mean, because I've been to like Mammoth. I think it's Mammoth in Kentucky.
I'm thinking I'm good with like the big cavernous.
That's a big
ones.
Old cavern one.
Yeah, yeah, I'm good with that.
I didn't have to crawl around and squeeze through nothing. Right. Yeah. I even want to go to that one in Arizona where it's like shoulder width and you can stand up and walk through it.
I'm good with that.
Yeah.
But
the whole like
I've
put
heard,
on this wetsuit and crawl, like pass.
Yeah. I've heard of, yeah, crawl through water.
Yeah. Pass.
But I've heard of like, hey, you know, you got to be like measured before you enter kind of like ones. I'm like, okay, that's where I draw the line.
Yep.
But the ones where it's like, oh, here's a hole. Like, I just saw, this is, we're really going down the hole on this one. But
off
anyway,
the rails.
Going down the rabbit hole. Like, there was a sinkhole, like, developed somewhere. I forget where this was. And, of course, these, like, cave divers went to see where the sinkhole goes. I'm like, what? No, why? Did you put your tombstone at the top? Did you sign it?
Right.
Like, why would you do that?
It goes to where Cthulhu lives, and yeah. It's bad. Cthulhu's going to get you.
Yeah, let's see where this... Oh, God.
Yeah, I like to be on top of the earth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like to live.
And they'll probably tell you that is living. You know, that's the only way to live.
Yeah, you got
to
push the extremes. No, sorry, not me. Unfortunately not. I think riding in your... Now even more questionable, knowing that the brake lines just burst when we got back. You're TJ on the side of a cliff in Utah. That's about as extreme as I'm going to get.
Yeah, pushing limits.
Yeah, I mean, I was ready to bail.
Yeah, I saw that.
I would have hoped you bailed with me. Yeah. I wasn't like, not like.
I always happen to be on the cliff side.
Yeah, well, I can't bail. Yeah, I can only bail for me. Yeah. I would tell you, I would say, hey, bail as I'm bailing.
Yeah, now it's time.
I feel like that's a warning sign.
3, right? 2, 1, go.
Like, we don't know how the plane works, right? You're supposed to put the mask on you, and then you help others. It's like bailing out of the airplane. You bail out, and then yell, bail out, as you're out. Find your own parachute.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been brought to you by downtherabbithole.com.
Oh, God, yeah. Well, you know, it's the Rona, man.
The Rona.
It's ruined it. We can't go four-wheeling much. We can, I guess. We need to get out more. But
we got to get out of state, I think.
We're still recovering.
We're recovering. There's a whole recovery going on. We're still pretty – we're kind of restricted in Michigan to what you can and can't do.
Yeah, I'm just saying, for those of you who don't know, we're in Michigan. We are in, like, the worst state. With
the campgrounds are still closed down in some areas. Like, I went for a mountain bike ride today, and even, like, the what do you call them, the pavilions where you eat, like, lunch at the park have caution tape on them, so the pavilions are closed.
I don't know who comes up with these ideas of, like, closing the, like, Port-a-John and then putting a portable Port-a-John outside of it.
Yeah.
I question your decision-making as an adult.
Because I could have washed my hands.
I assume you're an adult.
I could have washed my hands inside that place.
Right.
Instead, I got to touch the nasty Purell container.
I would think at the amount of the rental unit, you probably could have put, like, a hand sanitizer pump thing outside the door if you were really worried about
it. Yeah.
I mean, after all, it is like a hole in the ground or a tank. I mean, what's the difference?
Well, even like the, like on a lake, the one by our house has actual flush toilets and running water.
Yeah.
But they put a Port-a-John in front of it.
It makes perfect sense.
Don't know.
And this is why.
This is why.
This is it. This is why. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
2020. Oh,
so, yeah, I mean, other than that, dude, like, I haven't really tried to order any parts. Like, I need some parts for all of my Jeeps.
Yeah.
But I've heard there's been an uptick in ordering for right now, but a downturn in production. So you can order stuff, but there's no guarantee you're going to get it.
Yeah, and shipping seems to be kind of an issue because of all the smiley boxes that are getting shipped and half the stuff on the hold on. Don't mind this. I'm trying to kill a mosquito. All right, I think I got him.
Probably should shut the door.
It's overrated. everyone's at home ordering stuff. So
yeah,
I know I was supposed to get something, and then it took additional. Like I was for my steering, it ended up taking like a month longer than I was supposed to.
Really? So I've had like pretty good luck with everything. I've ordered stuff from several outdoor companies and the Smiley Box.
Yeah,
and Hill People Gear.
Okay,
like my Hill People Gear tracking said it was still in like Grand Junction, Colorado, and I had it.
Oh,
so the tracking wasn't updating, but I had the product.
Gotcha.
It was delayed by a day because it said like it would be there on Thursday.
When did you end up getting? Did something new?
Another chest pack, yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
I got a smaller chest pack for my mountain bike.
Okay.
So I've got two of them now, and the ones for me is a lot uncomfortable when I ride because it hits my arms.
Okay.
So, but it's fine for hiking and stuff.
Yeah.
I'll use it for in the canoe or in the kayak and on the bike.
Okay.
It's called a Snubby Kit Bag V2. Very excited.
Oh, wow.
And I got it in black, so it's all smooth looking.
Props to Hill People.
Yeah, they make great stuff. I love their stuff.
It was an awesome store.
Yeah.
I'm glad we went there on the way back.
Yeah.
That was Grand Junction, right?
Yeah. Well, what made my day was the fact that I'm on their, like, their Facebook page. They have, like, a Hill People Gear owners group on Facebook. And I walked in and they're like, hey, you're Jim. You're the guy from Michigan. I was like,
what?
Yeah. And, like, it's the owner of the company.
I was a little weirded out by that, too.
Yeah. Well, like, I told them, I was, like, going to stop by on the way in from, you know, Michigan or whatever. And they were super rad about it. I'm like, yeah, dude. Hell yeah. Like,
yeah. Kind of culty. No,
oh, it's very culty. Once you get into it and you realize it's, like, some of the greatest outdoor gear I've ever used.
Yeah.
It's a wrap. Like, I can't use anything else.
Yeah, I feel you.
So there's a couple things I wish they would change, but
yeah,
they're on their, they have their methodology. I understand it. Like, it's not made for EDC, like everyday stuff. Mm-hmm. There's no pen pockets in it.
Okay.
So like, if you're going to try to carry it for like a work bag, it might not be the greatest.
Yeah.
But when I'm in the woods, it carries awesome. It's rugged. It looks good. So I'm happy with it.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, that stuff looked great.
Yep.
I was perusing that store pretty hard when I was there.
Yeah, 'cause you're like, but how much for a backpack?
Well, yeah, because I'm just not, I don't, I mean, I'm not in that, that lifestyle.
Right.
I don't, you know, I don't, I'm not against it. I feel like, part of me feels like I would do it. I would enjoy it.
Right.
But I try to,
you gotta balance your time, yeah.
Yeah, I have to pick and choose my hobbies and activities.
Right. And, yeah, I get it. Like, for me, it's like, hey, the wife, I'm leaving for a couple of days. She's sort of bummed. Mm-hmm. Like, you've got the wife and the babies to worry about.
Yeah.
You know, and they've all got their activities where I'm just like, hey, it's the wife and the dog.
Right. And none of their activities are ever coordinated or near each other or something. So.
Or even in the same state.
Yeah, sometimes not even in the same state.
Yeah. So.
So, yeah. So, yeah, that
did the Rona put a damper on that? Like, are they?
Yeah. I mean, it helped. Like,
gymnastics, cheer, volleyball, all that stuff,
canceled.
Right? Yeah.
All canceled, you know, which put a hurt on the kids. Now they're not training as much as they should be.
Right. Well, yeah, because it's not, you know, it's different when it's not mandated.
Yeah.
I'm not training as much as I should be in my gym clothes. I could still go run.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Right. Not at all. Yeah. Yeah, so it's affected them, which is, you know, I'm sure going to affect things down the road.
Well, it'll just affect the performance in the October when it finally jumps back off or whatever, and they're mad they're not where they were.
Right. You know, where you should be going to the next level, and now you're kind of starting over at the level you were at.
Right.
Because
hopefully it's as far as you went and didn't go back two levels or whatever. I mean,
yeah.
Because some of the stuff I've seen your littlest one do is ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
Half round off, double kick flip. Jump around.
Yeah, things. I think it was G-Bend a couple years ago. She had a walk on your hands competition.
Okay.
Ken was part of it. He lost.
Okay, yeah. Well.
A couple other people. Everyone lost. She went like 20 feet on her hands.
Up and down stairs and everything.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So it was awesome.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. That was a good weekend. It was just me and her.
It's a good hobby, I guess.
Yeah. Do you know what? She's gotten into the ATV.
I remember you were going to sell it, and she's like, no, you're not.
Yeah, we got it running the other day. I didn't touch a wrench. I just showed her where they were. I kind of advised her on what sizes. You know, hey, like, try that one.
Okay, you do the same thing to me.
Yeah, basically. a little easier. she worked the impact.
Nice.
I mean, everything, got the tires off. We had some brake issues. It was just kind of some mud got in there and kind of crudded it up. So we had to adjust that and then kind of – got it, you know, played with the battery a little bit, got it running, and, she rode it for a whole tank of gas.
Wow.
Yeah.
On a little four stroke.
On a 150cc. I don't think it was full, but, I mean, I put a lot of gas in
right, there. So 2 gallons of gas probably.
Probably. All around the backyard, and tell me, hey, you're wearing out the grass. Like, right. We don't have, I used to have kind of a track worn in when they used to ride them a lot.
Right.
And then they kind of faded off and other things, and she was still too young at that time, but now she's, and then she took it to the front yard and she was getting some speed building up. She was getting faster and faster
around the front there.
Yeah, and I was like, hey, I appreciate
your
gaining confidence, but how about at the end of the speed run isn't directed towards my truck or the house or the rocks or the trees, you know?
How about, like, the pool?
Yeah. In the backyard, you know, there was some deceleration
room.
You know, the front yard, I'm like, hey, you either need to cut off quicker or get on the brakes harder because you're coming a little hotter, you know?
Like, getting a little confident there,
you're
princess.
Not really there yet. Right. Yeah. You know, it's not. It's a pretty basic knockoff.
Yeah, like a Japanese knockoff.
Yeah. It's a not really made for performance.
Right. She's having a GNCC race in your yard.
It definitely doesn't have, you know, double A arm. Like, it's pretty basic. I think it's drum brakes in the front.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, you ain't stopping.
Yeah, with 150cc, 3-speed auto clutch, it moves with me on it.
Yeah.
Like, I can rip it around. Like, I can rip shitties in the driveway with it.
And she's out here just getting after it at 87 pounds, whatever she
is. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
She got mad because I started wheeling with it. She's like, stop doing wheelies, Dad. I'm like, you're just jealous you don't do it yet.
You know how to do it. She'll figure it out.
Yeah, probably.
Rip. She got the balance from the gymnastics. She could probably do a pretty killer wheelie when she figures it out.
When she figures that out,
yeah,
that could be good. she was already, like, I already noticed, like, she was, you know, she was already using the little bit of the body English in the corners, you know, throwing the weight around, kind of getting it to go. So
that's pretty rad.
Yeah, I guess I'm going to build a track in the backyard again.
I'll bring my 100 over.
You know, oh, yeah, dude, you do have the 100. You should bring it over. I still have a 70cc three-wheeler.
Nice.
It's like one of the first ones.
We do like road rash.
Short and wide. Oh, dude. It's awesome. It's hilarious.
Nice.
So, yeah, we'll have to do something.
Do like a road rash in the backyard. Like,
oh, absolutely.
And people chains and just hoses and stuff.
Ripping around. Just ripping around.
That'll be great content. I'll wear a helmet cam for that one.
Oh, absolutely. I think it'd be a good video.
Yeah.
That'd be fun. But, yeah, so that's about it. I mean, I've just been kind of tied up with all that stuff.
On a good note,
I'm excited that she's into it.
It's making 21 look way better.
It is.
Because I'm still trying to do Jeep Jamboree in 21. I'm still going to try to do Easter Jeep Safari in 21. Yeah. We got that, hopefully, the man trip again with Ken and the guys.
Yeah, 21. We got. Well, even this year, I think we can still pull something off.
Yeah. Yeah, it's getting.
I think we can pull some. Well, there's still events going on. I think, Silver Lake's opened up, right?
Yeah. I'm sure that place is a madhouse right now, though. We should call Nate and ask him.
Oh, dude, yeah, that's a good one. We'll get on the horn with him. Find out what the
haps are. Like our local on the ground reporter, Nate.
Yeah, it'd be cool to head out there, like even during a weekday or something. If we get like a day off.
Yeah.
Head out there, and I still want to take a ride in that truck.
That's the day he prefers to go out there is weekdays. So we make a long day out of it.
Yeah, we can make that happen. I don't know why not. And then. Yeah, and then we'll kind of formulate some kind of trip up northern Michigan ways and meet up with some people there.
Hopefully, yeah, for sure.
Whether we do a regular run or a...
The cheap Jeep you're talking about?
The cheap Jeep shitbox cheap run. Jeep. That'd be fun. But I like... I want to do something kind of cool like that.
Right.
But at the same time, I just want to just regular get out. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, just getting out with what we got would be amazing.
Well, especially now the ZJ runs, drives, and steers.
Really good. It goes down the road scary good.
Nice.
So I've taken it to work a few times.
2 mile ride to work.
Yeah. I take the long way home sometimes. Yeah. Like I'll pass the house, go around the block.
Come back.
Sometimes I come home and and Audrey jumps in with me. We go take it for a quick spin.
Okay. We get Slurpees or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty much how I bribe her to go for a long ride in the Jeep.
On some candy.
She likes it because, you know, she's kind of short, but then she's in the Jeep, she's like 10 feet
monster,
tall.
Monster, yeah.
Yeah. Everyone, all the kids in the neighborhood, like, look at her like she's in a monster
truck. She, like, falls out of it.
Well, she's gymnastic, so she's pretty good at hopping up into it. She's, like, one of the only ones. She's, like, the shortest and smallest and can hop into it with the least amount of effort.
All right. 30-inch vertical.
Oh, it is a pain in the ass to get into. I thought about lowering it almost just because it sits up way too high. But then I got to play with different springs. And
there's a pile of them sitting over there somewhere.
Yeah. Well, there'll be more, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
We were laughing about that, talking with Ken about building gambler cars.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, I had to test this and test that. I'm like, oh, yeah, we've got a bunch of coil springs at the shop. We can probably figure something out. And he's like, I needed to use spacers. I'm like, oh, Jay's got about a dozen of them under one of the workbenches over here.
Yeah, I got like one of every size.
Yeah. Because they end up using 2-inch JK spacers in the back of the T-Bird to give it lift.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have thought they were like the similar size rear spring, but I guess.
Surprise. Huh. I mean, I guess look at the coil buckets on the 8.8.
Yeah. I guess it makes sense. I know I want to say ZJs, like one of the budget lifts is to get like F-150 coil springs.
Okay.
95-ish F-150.
You got to know all that weird stuff, man.
That's the stuff I miss a little bit from, like, the older days, you know, where, like, it just wasn't readily available, right? You couldn't just point, click, and get your spring that worked for yours. You know, you had to go to the junkyard or talk to a guy who knows that, oh, you need, you know, like I said, springs from an F-150. Or when I was running Samurais, you know, it was like talking with guys and like, oh, you need to get a steering arm off of, like, a certain year Mercedes. And it would bolt on and give you, like, high sear.
Okay.
You're like, what? And sure enough.
We did the same thing. I remember the big thing for TJs was, like, using the ZJ track bar. They were stronger.
Yeah, a little thicker. And the steering on the V8, I think ZJ was a little bit beefier.
But I remember back in the day of the forums when dudes, like, had the parts number memorized. Oh, yeah, that's a JJ 147 if you get the Moog part. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Right. Yeah, and you're like, oh, okay, cool. And it, that was like the upgrade. You know, now you go to,
remember going to like Murray's and arguing with a guy?
Oh, God.
Like, hey, what vehicle is it going on? I'm like, just give me the JJ147. He goes, yeah, but what vehicle? I'm like, it doesn't matter.
Just give me the part, dude.
So I'm like, okay, it's going on a 99 Jeep Wrangler. He goes, well, that doesn't fit. I'm like, I know.
Right.
It will. Just give me the part.
Yeah. I think we've talked about before, like, the local parts store now. Whenever I walk in, like, if the new guy goes to ask me, they, like, think it's a joke, right? Like, right. The old guy's like, watch him. Watch him screw with this guy, you know?
This is going to be
listen
great.
On. Well, it's this off that, and I have this, and then yeah. that. And they're like, and his, you just see the marbles rolling around in there.
Here's the part number I need.
Yeah, just give me this part, dude.
So that's how the TJ, even the TJ, though, because, like, the Warren lockouts are for a Ranger.
Yeah.
So, like, it's a 99.
Like, Ranger, Bronco, 2, yeah. kind of twin traction.
It's a 99 Jeep Wrangler, and you're like, okay. Yeah. It doesn't show a lockout. I'm like, I know. It's from a Ranger Bronco 2.
Right.
It's this part number from Warren. I can't find it in her Jeep. I'm like, I know. It's this part number from Warren. Like,
yeah. Did you ever find out, is that actually, does Warren only make that part? Or is that actually, like, parts you could rob at, like, a junkyard?
I'm sure you could probably rob it at a junkyard because it's just it's like a Ranger Bronco 2 conversion. Right. I don't know what you need for, as far as the spindle part to make it work with the Dana 30.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering if it.
Because they don't even show it on Warren's website anymore.
Yeah, and that's kind of why I started thinking about that. Like, how would you, is it a, because I think, isn't it like a Dana 28 or something? That weird twin traction beam front end.
Yeah.
Yeah, just for future, but I assume maybe we might be upgrading that axle.
I'd like to.
Yeah.
I've had too many ideas as of late that are just messing with my financial head.
Yeah.
So I was like, I want a one ton the JK and then Dana 44 the TJ, because I've got 44s in the JK.
Yeah.
If I one ton the JK, you put 40s on that and then put the 44s in the TJ with 37s.
Right. But I know we've had that conversation of like how long is the JK's lifespan at this point?
The JK's?
Yeah.
I mean, until it blows up.
Well, I guess we can always LS it.
Yeah. I mean, there's always, because it's got 160,000 on it.
Always room for improvement.
It's got a leaking rear main seal. But I mean, that's all fixable stuff.
You know who would be agreeing with me right now. And I said, sounds like an LS swap.
He's probably at home. Yeah. Once he listens to this, he's at home and. Beautiful Sand Hollow, Utah, screaming at his, like, just put an LS in it.
For LS! Yeah, we know.
LS, Turbo yeah, 350.
We commented on that. Not everyone comes home from a parts run with a couple LS V8s and a couple transmissions in the bed of the truck. I
found on accident.
It just fell out of the LS. Yeah. We don't have LS trees growing here in Michigan, apparently.
Yeah, they have like 6 trees in Utah. One of them apparently grows LSs.
Yeah, some of the engines I've seen on Marketplace here, local, like, looks like it came off the Titanic. Like, how was it sitting in a bed of salt?
Oh, yeah.
How did you rust the block out? I saw it was literally the ad. It was like, you know, could be used for a mock-up, this and that. Like, engine block rusted through. I'm like, engine block rusted through?
How does one do that? lot of cast.
I guess it's a thing. I guess it happens.
Yeah, so I don't know what I'm doing as far as that's concerned. Like, I'm still pretty happy with it. I'm paying on the wife's truck. Yep. But I'm like, do I want to get... like a Gladiator or like a ZR2 Colorado or like a Tacoma or like an actual adult truck.
Yeah.
After riding in the Docs truck, I'm like, well, this isn't too bad. And it would do a lot of the stuff I'd want a truck to do and tow my Jeep.
Yeah.
So I could take that on a man trip. I mean, 37s and lockers, I can get a lot of places.
Yeah. That's what, it's 3,500?
It is a 3,500, yeah.
And you could get away with 1,500 too.
I just like the idea of having a solid front axle in it.
Yeah, I get you there. It's very limited in that.
Yeah, 2,500 or 3,500 Dodge.
Also a pretty substantial price jump. Yeah. You know, his wasn't bad because his is relatively...
He went sat down with a guy he trusted and built the truck.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Yeah, that's what I would have to... I'd almost call his guy probably like, hey,
yeah,
Ken sent me.
Yeah, I want vinyl floors.
Yeah, I want a work truck with a big motor.
Yeah, which doesn't... I love his truck, but it doesn't, man. I do, like, if I was going to buy a diesel, I know that none of the new ones do it anymore, but I still kind of, like, I want it to know, you know? I want everyone to know.
His car, his truck is so, I asked him, I was like, this is a gas engine, right? He's like, no, it's a diesel. I'm like, where's the knock?
Yeah, where's the clack?
Yeah, nothing. Yeah,
I want the clack, man.
Nothing. I'd probably still get a gasser, honestly. I mean, for as much as I'm going to tow with it, I would probably just get a gasser. For three times a year I might tow something?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know that diesel is worth it necessarily but for what we would do.
I need to sit down and actually figure out what I need versus what I want versus...
That's a tough call.
Adulting versus being cool. And
yeah, we've definitely gone down that rabbit hole before.
So, but like I said, the JK is getting up there. It's like 170,000 miles on it right now.
Yeah.
Starting to rust.
That minivan motor's not, you know.
Yeah.
It's getting a little worn out.
It's a lot of soccer games, son. A
lot of soccer game trips, and you've put it a little bit more on that one.
Yeah, just a little bit. I'd like to get it rebuilt.
Soccer practice doesn't usually bounce off the rev limiter a few times. And
I used to just see some of these soccer moms out here, boy.
Well, I know they get aggressive.
When they're running late.
They get aggressive. They get on that wet grass that's on that turf. Oh, man. So, I don't know. What do you think? That about wrap it up?
I think so. I mean, oh, we keep just babbling.
Yeah, we can. I don't know who's going to hang out this long. You know, before we wrap it up, don't forget, listener rides. Send them in.
Three things, right? Listener rides, shirts are for sale.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Support the show. Go buy some shirts.
And check us on YouTube. Like, yeah. Subscribe on YouTube. Share with your friends. YouTube, let us know if you Instagram. Want to see any kind of videos on YouTube besides just the podcast. We can show builds or something that we're doing, yeah. Or me projects. And Jason racing in the backyard on mini bikes or something.
Ooh, yeah, we should probably do something like that. Yeah, we'll race the kid.
Race the kid?
Yeah. Le Mans start.
I'm going to feel, yeah.
It'll be fine because he's got a dead battery.
She gets on and just gone.
Tick, 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 tick. No, it's not going to start. That battery's good. Toast. Good. I got to get her a new battery. We got to throw it on the jump box just to start it, and then it takes off. It's like, don't stall it.
If you're done, you're done.
Yeah, but it's auto-clutch, so if it stalls, it's usually some kind of issue.
Out of gas.
Out of gas, yeah. Which is nice to just have the tractor. I just go recover it. I don't have to push it back anymore.
Scoop it up.
I do. Scoop it up with the forks, bring it back, and park it. But, well, I'm like, no, you're done.
We're out of gas. You don't have a job for gas. It's $3 a gallon
again. That was meant for the lawnmower. Now I have to go get gas for the lawnmower. Yeah. Now,
you know. Well, you got a bunch of extra cans, Dad. Bring more gas.
Right. And now they're taking returnables back again.
Nice.
So there we go. So,
so that's this episode of Down the Rabbit Hole with Jason and Jim.
The Rabbit Hole. Of it's kind of all four-wheel off-road related, wasn't it?
Mostly, yeah. I think the big stuff was
everything covered. Related to dirt in one way or the other.
Everything related to dirt. Our special segment.
Hey, it works, man. Whatever.
So, and we're out.
I think, right? Maybe? Yeah, I think we're out.
All right, we're out.
All right, and we're out.